We'd see him in the distance on the trail along the rim, his silver head against the mountain sky. And Grandma's face would open up when she saw that it was him, and she'd say, "Daddy, grab a chair, it's Mordecai." And it seemed to me he brought a country store there on his back as he laid it all before us on the ground. And I knew he'd finally reach into that ragged old backpack for the candy that he always brought around. He said, "My papa was a wandering Jew, and it's my fate to be one too. I'll roam these mountain trails until I die. Perhaps one day I'll see my home." Then he smiled and turned to go, and we all say goodbye to Mordecai. Stayed with us, I saw him at his prayers as the last light trickled through the cabin door. He stood before the little yellow candle burning there, softly speaking words I'd never heard before. And I told him how my grandma said it troubled her mind so, such a fine man wasn't washed in the blood of the Lamb. He smiled and said, "Tell Grandma if it pleases her to know that she and I both pray to the God of Abraham." He said, "My papa was a wandering Jew, and it's my fate to be one too. I'll roam these mountain trails till I die. Perhaps one day I'll see my home." Then he smiled and turned to go, and we all say goodbye to Mordecai. Since I left that hillside far behind for a place I've never truly called my home. And more these days I see him walking in my mind through the misty mountain distance all alone. Mordecai was a wandering Jew, in my own way I am one too. I hope to make it home before I die. And if I finally find my way, I light a candle at his grave and say one more goodbye to Mordecai.
Thank y'all so much. It's great to be back up at Gray Fox this year. Yeah. We are really excited to be here. We got to be here last year for our first time, and thank you for having us back. We got a new fella up here with us this year, and we're mighty proud to have him with us, and we'll let y'all know who he is just a little bit later on. I want to do y'all a song right now that is off of my latest release called Down Home. We have a few copies over here with us. That is was a third final release on Pinecastle. But Pinecastle, unfortunately, as everybody knows, went out of business. But the good thing is that Rounder has bought that album, and I am now a Rounder recording artist. So that is a very good thing, and I'm extremely proud of that. And I'm not sure what's going on, but I just lost monitors here on the... There it goes. So anyway, I want to do y'all this song, and I called in a good friend of mine who I work with quite a lot these days to come and play guitar on this particular song. And this is an older one that he recorded back in the 70s, but the first time I ever heard this, Doc Watson did this song, and I know that this is an old Delmore Brothers song, so I want to do that. This song is on the Bluegrass Unlimited charts, and that's why I wanted to do that for you. This is pretty exciting that I've got a song and an album on the charts these days, and first time to ever have an album on the charts, so I'm really tickled with that. But I want to do y'all this song. A fella by the name of Tony Rice came in and played this song with me. And I'm not Tony. I'm not going to try to be. However, I do want to try to play this in the style that I learned it, which is the way that he played it on his Manzanita recording. This is called Blue Railroad Train.